From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The FBI says it was planned. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, had been radicalized for some time, and the FBI's assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had planned their deadly attack. He added there is no evidence that the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department.
The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into whether the Chicago Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
The probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. That video shows a black suspect being shot repeatedly by a police officer. That officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder. The release of the video triggered protests and allegations that authorities in Chicago tried to cover up the incident. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant group Al-Shabaab. The official told VOA the man surrendered in the coastal town of Barawe. He did not disclose the man's name. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the Democratic Unity Coalition has won at least 99 of the 167 seats in the National Assembly. The price of crude oil fell more than $2 Monday to its lowest level since 2009. The Brent crude closing price was just above $40 a barrel. This is VOA News.